took a break. It, like I say, it took a good like week and a half till I really felt better. And I was just so annoyed with myself for self-inflicting a sickness. And so after that, I'm like, I'm never doing it again. And then I...
Hey there, this is Dr. Gary Pepper, and we're here at Metabolism 123, and we're going to be talking again about one of our favorite topics, and that is losing weight with the new GLP-1 medications. In this case, Ozempic seems to be the most popular. And we're fortunate to have someone with us, Ellen, who has had an adventure with her medication. And I thought it would be really important for her to share with us, because it's hard to tell from what I'm hearing in the social media exactly whether or not people are having issues or whether they're not. And I know with the recent special that Oprah had, it seemed like people taking Ozempic were just having a wonderful time and that it was all a breeze. But having been a physician for 40 years and treating lots of people with medications like this, I can tell you that hasn't exactly been the way I saw it. So I'm fortunate, as I said, for us to have with us Ellen. So how are you doing today, Ellen?
Dr. Pepper, today I am doing great because actually I stopped the Ozempic because I had some problems. So right now, today, I'm doing fabulous. A few weeks ago, not so good.
Well, I know you had told me briefly that you had tried different weight loss approaches in the past. What exactly was that? Can you share with us on that?
Yeah, I'm happy to. I've been on Weight Watchers probably like 4 different times. I stopped. I always did the Weight Watchers where I went to the meetings because I heard that was the most beneficial. I tried that. I would lose weight for a little while, and then just it almost made my brain think about food more than ever, because I was constantly thinking, what am I going to eat next? What am I going to eat? What could it be? How many points is it? It actually, right, I think, made whatever was going on in my head worse. I try to eat clean, and I try to eat more organic and natural food. And I felt like on Weight Watchers, a lot of the things they were suggesting had a lot of like artificial sugars and just things that weren't really, that I didn't think were really healthy, even though it would help you lose weight. So that kind of wasn't great either, but I was kind of desperate to lose weight. So I did. But when I heard about Ozempic, you know, I thought it would be the holy grail.
Right. So I understand from what you said before that it was hard to get originally.
The Ozempic?
Yeah. Didn't you have some trouble at the beginning getting?
Yes. Actually, my doctor had prescribed for me Wegovy because
I
fit the criteria for my insurance. Wegovy, the other semaglutide drug.
Right.
And I fit the criteria for that because BMI was higher and I had one of the other existing things, one of the existing
conditions,
medical problems. So it was supposed to be Wegovy. Yeah. And I couldn't get that at all. And I went back to my doctor and she said, oh, well, here's a sample of the Ozempic. Do that instead till you could get the Wegovy. And
correct,
that was probably 4 or 5 months ago. And I just got the Wegovy in the mail the other day. So it's taken like 4 or 5 months to even get the right drug.
Gee.
So I started, that's why I did Ozempic.
So how long ago did you originally start Ozempic?
I'd say about, it's probably been around 2 months now, but I only stayed on it for a week and a half.
So
because I
had
problems.
Can you tell us about the problems that you were having?
I started taking it. It was the very low dose. And I took it for a week and I was fine. I didn't really feel less hungry, but I didn't have any side effects. The next week I started again at 0.25. I was totally fine. And then one night I just went out to dinner, but all I had was like 3 teaspoons of soup. And next thing you know, I was so nauseous that it sounds horrible, but I was vomiting at the restaurant, at the table. Like I couldn't even, I would not have made it hanging outside.
Whoa.
From there, we went home. I'm glad I wasn't on a first date. So that was good. we went home. It was like the worst bout of nausea I ever had. and vomiting. And I went home, and that continued for like 2 or 3 more days.
Wow.
And I was so weak and still so nauseous for about a week. And like, I looked a week in my life, and just be in bed, be so sick. And one thing about the Ozempic is, because you take it as, you know this, but like, you take it as a shot once a week. So what my doctor explained to me is, if you're going to have a problem, it doesn't just end 1, 2, 3, because the medicine's still in you for a very long time. So that was kind of scary. And after that, I just said, I'm done. I'm not going to waste more time of my life being sick for something I inflicted on myself, even though I want to lose weight. So,
did you have any stomach pain, or was it just nausea and vomiting?
Nausea and vomiting, but like from the Exodus. The Exorcist.
Right. It was like, Exorcist. The Exodus was what was happening.
I did lose weight, though. But
yeah, I can imagine. Not the way. Okay, so then, yeah. So then you took a break, and then tell us more. What happened after that?
Took a break. Like I say, it took a good like week and a half till I really felt better, and I was just so annoyed with myself for self-inflicting a sickness. And so after that, I'm like, I'm never doing it again. And then I was talking to a friend of mine who is a physician, and we were out to dinner. I was telling him what happened. He goes, well, if you want to try the Rybelsus. One thing, that it's semaglutide, it's just in another form, and it's a pill that you take once a day in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it kind of intrigued me, because I thought, if I do get sick from it, at least it will be out of my system a lot quicker, as opposed to a shot that lasts a week if you have a problem. And so I really gave it some thought, because I had been so sick. And I called my endocrinologist. She said, yeah, fine, try it. And now I've been on that almost a month, the lowest starter dose, and I feel fine. This Saturday, I'm about to go up on my dose, and I can let you know how that goes. But I feel a little bit more confident, just because it's just a daily as opposed to a weekly medication. So we'll see for this month on it. 3 pounds.
3 pounds. Okay. And have you noticed any drop in your appetite? Anything like that?
Yes. I'd say I still eat when I want to eat, but I'm not thinking about it all the time. And I'd say I eat probably half of what I was eating.
Oh, really? Okay.
Half the amount.
Do you find that the medicine is a little tricky, though, the way you have to take it? Because the way Rybelsus works is, it has to be absorbed from the lining of your stomach. And if it's not touching, if the pill literally is not in contact with your stomach lining, you're not going to absorb it. So I know in my past experience prescribing it, people did find it a little difficult. How about you?
Not yet. What I do is I leave it on the side of my bed, because what I was told is take it with a sip of water and then don't have anything else to eat or drink for 30 minutes. So kind of made a routine where I put my bed with water. I get up, I do that, then I take a shower, get ready for my day. And then by then I can have coffee, eat, drink whatever I want.
I see. So it's not really a big deal. That's good. And what do you think about the issue of when people go off these medications, they regain the weight? Does that concern you at all?
Honestly, no. And I'll tell you why. I'm on medicine for cholesterol, and that was one of my other things why I was able to get the Wegovy. If I went off that, I know my cholesterol would get high again.
Right.
So I look at it like, so many medicines that if you go off, you're going to get your symptoms back. And I feel like from my understanding now, scientifically, I do think a lot of the weight is, you know, there is really something, like an illness or a problem in the brain that some people have, some don't. So no, I'm really not concerned, because I take asthma medicine. If I didn't take my asthma medicine, my asthma would definitely return. So I just kind of look at it like that. And if it could help my cholesterol, because I've lost weight, I feel like that's pretty, maybe I could go off that and stay on this, or we'll see.
Well, it's definitely a good thing to lose weight if you have high cholesterol or high blood pressure or high blood sugar, all those things definitely. And I think people just generally feel more energetic, let's say, when they're not as heavy. Would you say that that has been part of your experience?
And it's interesting because I've really been thinking about it because this whole weight loss thing is so on my mind. I have a little granddaughter who weighs like 25 pounds. And when I carry her, I get so, like, by the end of the day, I'm like, I just need to lie down. I'm exhausted. And I think I'm carrying probably 25 extra pounds on top of that. And how would, and then right. when I put her down, it feels so good. And I weigh that to, if I wasn't myself carrying 25 pounds, how much better I feel.
Have
so
you
it definitely makes a difference.
Incorporated any other things into your routine, like exercise, for example? You know,
yes.
That might help keep the weight off once, let's say you just decide to take a break from it. You know, these other lifestyle routines could help prevent that weight regain. So my concern from a physician's point of view is obviously we don't want people to just depend on a pill for whatever reason. If there's other ways, you know, lifestyle ways that could help significantly. If you learn those techniques, it could really, you know, help with preventing the regain of weight that could happen if, for whatever reason, side effects or cost, or you just get tired. Does that make sense?
Dr. Pepper, part of the reason that I was so interested in trying a weight loss drug, even knowing that it's, you know, has side effects and all that, is because I do Pilates 2 to 3 times a week. I walk a lot. I feel like I'm really a healthy eater. I'm not a snacker. Never have been. My husband and I, even when we go out to dinner these days, we don't even have dessert. And we certainly don't when I'm cooking, providing a meal. We don't eat dessert. Personally myself, I'm not I don't snack. So I feel like I've done a lot of what needs to be done on my end and still was not happy with my weight. So
yeah.
I'm hoping maybe with this, I'm already doing a lot of walk. Maybe it'll give me that start again. You know, I won't have to start again.
Any advice that you would have for people who are thinking about going on Ozempic?
Great question. Yes, I would say don't have unrealistic expectations. The people I know who've been on Ozempic and have lost weight, it goes off pretty slow. It's not like you do it and you lose 40 pounds in 10 days. Like, you really have to make a commitment and stick with it. And also know, like it happened for me, it didn't work for me. And that's okay too. Not everything works for everybody, but just have a realistic expectation of how fast the weight will come off and that it really may have side effects.
Right.
So that would be advice.
Yeah. You may have heard about this recent thing I'm hearing on the news about a relationship between taking Ozempic and increased fertility. Did you catch that? So are you worried about that? No, I'm joking.
For myself, I was going to say.
Well, I would mention one thing, though, about that, is that being overweight does interfere with the hormones related to menstruation, estrogen cycle, and stuff like that. And I'm reluctant to believe that Ozempic or any of those medicines actually do anything directly to improve fertility other than the weight loss, which is a lot. But what happens is, particularly with the interest that companies have and the extreme profits that are being made from these medications, they want to attribute all kinds of miraculous benefits to the medication. So my comment today would be, a word of warning, don't believe everything you're being told. But the fact is that these medications, your appetite, they slow down the absorption of the food from your intestines. And that's great. I mean, that's working. But, you know, some of the other, what appear to me to be like sort of magical benefits, I'm not all in on that. And I'm just like, remain skeptical.
And what scares me when I heard about the people being able to the fertility and helping fertility, what scared me the most when I heard that is not getting pregnant, but the fact we don't know this effect is what it's going to have on those babies that get born.
Right.
And that scares me.
Yeah, that is a
drug that I'd be very concerned about that. And they're saying the babies are now fine, but we know in the past there's been problems with new medications and birth problems.
So yeah, that's well, when I heard anybody that, I was who like, would ooh. Anybody who would try to reassure the public that well, babies are being born to Ozempic mothers, they seem fine. It's going to take a lot longer to prove that there's no real long-term effects that might show up later in life. So, again, I have a strong sense of skepticism and caution, you know.
Me too.
Something to be concerned about.
I have a daughter.
So, go ahead.
Two daughters of a child age, and I would never think that they should go on Ozempic and try and have a baby.
Right.
It's just too new.
Right. Yeah. So, Elling, this has been great. I'm so glad that you took the time to talk to me about this. And I hope that our listeners are gaining from your experience. And if possible, if we could catch up with you in a month or two and whatever, see if we have more information and you can share more about your experience and the ups and downs. I think that would be terrific. Is that, can I get you to sign the documents on that?
Oh, yes. I'm happy to do it. And I'm also very interested to see how I do, too. But yes, I'd be happy to share it with you. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
All right. Well, very good. Thanks a lot. And good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Thanks for listening to Dr. Pepper Whaley, a for educational purposes only podcast. For your own personal health care needs, please consult with your own physician. Thanks.